Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarrosEntertainment.tv right here on Indy100.com radio and UBN Universal Broadcast Network. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that are tuning into my show. And because of you guys, I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. And I always want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, how grateful I am for all you guys. I see, get to see the stats and ratings. And I always, I again, very, very blessed and honored to be able to be here for you guys and hopefully entertain you guys. So we're going to have a great show for you guys today. Again, before that, we want to do a couple little plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starrosentertainment.tv. That's www.starrosentertainment.tv. As well as if you want to see, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, of such as our guest of the hour today, filmmaker, actor, and self-proclaimed rock star, David Lockhart, go to our Facebook page at Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. And also, if you want to hit me up on Twitter and or Instagram, that's at Tyrone Tan on Twitter. That's T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. And on Instagram, that's at Tyrone Tan, actually at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. And if you really, 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 really want to visit me on Facebook. I'm sure you could find me, Tyrone Tan, over on Facebook. All right. Without that, we also, without further ado, we also want to introduce our guest co-host of the hour. We always want to say thanks to all of our guest co-hosts through the season, from Elisina Eck to Brandon Rezovich down to, oh my gosh, why am I blanking out? To all our guest co-hosts that have, come on, Marcus Lewis Fien, David Rivers. We've had a plethora of great guest co-hosts, but if I'm forgetting you guys, I do apologize. Just blanking out right now. It's the heat. No, but we want to bring in my guest co-host for today, my dear friend. How do we intro you? Mr. Joe Williamson.
Hey, thank you for having me on. It's great to see you, Tyrone.
Great, Joe. Joe, it's been a while since you come on. Been a guest co-host. When was the last time you were here?
I think it was last year with Harley.
Was it Harley? Okay, yeah. What's up, Harley? We want to say what's up to Harley Whalen. So how's everything been going? You've been going good? How's your, since last year, how's any holidays, July 4th, what else? Anything going on since then?
I'm just a little work hand. That's all I do.
Gotcha. What are great highlights for Mr. Joe Williamson? And, you're a manager, you're a publicist, you're a jack of all trades kind of guy. Give me some good, exciting highlights since you last been here.
Well, there's a movie I had a small role as an actor, which is on Amazon Prime and several other VOD platforms right now, and it's called a great action film, a tribute to the classic action films of the 80s, kind of like a indie version of the Extendables, a cross between the Delta Force and the A-Team, and it's called Syndicate Smasher.
Okay, yeah.
With martial arts action legend Mel Novak.
Yep.
Action heroine Lorraine Landon, and it's doing really well. And I had a small role in it as a lawyer, and it's so please go to Amazon, check it out. You'll get to see me a little bit acting I do, which I usually normally don't do. But
how'd they convince you to do get to acting, considering you don't like really doing it?
Well, it isn't. I just don't like it. Just usually I'm doing other things. But it was just a great opportunity. I loved the role, and it was a great project, and I was just honored to be a part of it. But that's on Amazon right now. And please, if you do see it, give us, was it 10 stars, 5 stars, 5, it'd be greatly appreciated.
All right. Okay, so that's Syndicate Smasher. It's starring one of our mutual friends, Mel Novak.
Mel Novak, who you had in one of your films.
When It Rings.
Which you produced, yes. Yeah. with the Kamini Award nominee, Sally Kirkman.
Sally Kirkland, yeah. And, yeah, so that's great. So, again, Syndicate Smasher, go check out Joe Williamson and his little cameo over there. So, great. Well, Joe, you know the drill. Did you get the memo?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so the memo, you know, the guest co-hosts of the hour, we do some movie reviews. What was the last movie you saw lately?
Ant-Man and Wasp Woman.
Well, you mean Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Yes, I'm sorry.
All right. So, well, cool. Yeah, you know, well, so that was the last movie you saw?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, yeah, actually, well, we did a review on that. But, hey, for those that haven't seen it, maybe it's always great to get another perspective. So let's do a little review on that. Actually, so let me do a quick little thing here from IMDb here. Thanks. Here's a little synopsis. Again, Ant-Man and the Wasp, rated PG-13. As Scott Lang balances being both a superhero and a father, Hope Van Dyne and Dr. Hank Pym present an urgent new mission that finds the Ant-Man fighting alongside the Wasp to uncover secrets from their past. Directed by Peyton Reed, written by Chris McKenna, Eric Summers, who else here? Paul Rudd, Andrew Bear, Gabriel Ferrari, and starring the awesome and funny Paul Rudd, the beautiful Evangeline Lilly, the funny and great Michael Peña, Walton Goggins, Bobby Cannavale, Judy Greer, T.I., David Dastmalchian, I do apologize for mispronouncing, Hannah John Kamen, Abby Ritten-Forsten, Randall Park, Michelle Pfeiffer, Lawrence Fishburne, and Michael Douglas, who I've had a pleasure of being able to interview, and very nice gentleman. Yeah. A great cast here. What did you think, Mr. Joe Williamson?
I highly recommend it. I loved it. It was better than I thought it was going to be. And, you know, it's a great movie. I think people should check it out. It had some nice, fresh, new twists and turns.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I did like the first one, and I really loved the second one. So, I liked the first one with the origin story, that kind of stuff, but I really, really enjoyed the second one. And it's I didn't even know there was like a second one coming out. I mean, I think a while back, I was interviewing Michael Douglas at an event, and he mentioned it about they're you know, about the Ant-Man and the Wasp, just you know, they're working on it. So I was like, wow, there's a second one. So I mean, again, I just haven't kept up on all the Marvel stuff, but it was cool, and so I was really actually excited to watch it since when he had mentioned it to me. And then when I started seeing the trailers and all that kind of good stuff, I was like, oh, this actually looks good.
I have one small minor complaint.
Yeah.
I wish he actually used some of his comic book villains, like in the like the Ghost that was an Iron Man enemy. You know, just I don't know why they don't use any of the Ant-Man's original foes. You know, like Egghead or the Porcupine.
Who knows? Maybe since you mention it, maybe someone might hear that and maybe decide to do that. So you know, you never know. Put that out there. So Joe Williamson's asking the Marvel people. So maybe put what Eggman? What is it?
I don't know if you're familiar with the comic book, but like some Egghead was like the Ant-Man's arch enemy. And then he had other ones too, like the Porcupine. And
okay. Well, never know, Joe Williamson. They may be listening. All right. So, yeah. So do you highly recommend checking it out?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah. I honestly do. I've seen it a couple times already in the theater. I do highly recommend it. I, again, loved Paul Rudd in this. Absolutely loved Evangeline Lily, very, very beautiful and well done in this. Michael Peña rocked, Michael Douglas rocked, Michelle Pfeiffer was great to see back on screen, and Lawrence Fishburne, always great. And check it out. Again, that is Ant-Man and the Wasp, rated PG-13. All right, Joe, you know the other memo?
Oh, yes, how to bring the guest in.
Yes, so we always, have the guest co-host find a way to make the guest of the hour make them feel special. So again, for those that are tuning in, we like to bring them in either maybe like on limos, hang gliders, Millennium Falcons, etc. What did you arrange to make this guest of the hour to make them feel special? How are we going to bring them in?
Well, it was very difficult, but we actually went and got him a griffin because he did like a mystical film of Lockhart. So we actually got a griffin
A griffin. Yeah. Refresh my memory. What a griffin.
It's a lion with wings.
Oh, that thing. Griffin. Is that what was kind of flying out around? And I didn't really could tell. Was that the thing that was outside?
Yes.
A lion with wings.
Yes.
I don't know, where did you know someone from the circus, or what did you? How did you arrange this?
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
You can't? Okay. So I guess that's what we're going to do. So I guess what, you got to open up the latch there.
Yes.
And then you're going to just you're going to bring in the person. And then you know him a little bit, right?
Yes. David's he's a master at riding animals like that.
Okay. So I guess you're just going to bring him in onto the griffin. Is that what you call it?
Yes.
Okay. So I guess open up the latch there, and then I guess what do you whistle for it?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a boy or girl, the griffin?
I have no idea. Okay, I've never not got that close to check.
Okay, so, all right. So, well, we're going to bring in this. He's a filmmaker, actor, and self-proclaimed rock star who's been involved with films such as Rock and Roll, Zombie Apocalypse, Lockhart, The Dead and the Damn, and a ton of other things. So we're going to bring him in, I guess. Whistle? Whistle in?
It's a silent whistle.
Silent whistle.
Only dogs and
okay, I guess.
Oh,
here we go. Oh, here he comes into the studio on this thing called the Griffin, flying in, arranged by Joe Williamson here. Here he comes into the studio on the Griffin.
Easy.
Here he comes. He is a filmmaker, actor, and self-proclaimed rock star from films such as Rock and Roll, Zombie Apocalypse, Lockhart, The Dead and the Damn. Here he is, Mr. David Lockhart. Woo!
Wow.
All right, yeah. Whoa, there's a girl. Oh, now all the wings coming into the studio, getting to my eyes, all these feathers.
Easy, boy, easy.
All right, Joe. Again, here he is, David Lockhart coming down. Welcome, Mr. David Lockhart, to StarWarsEntertainment.tv. Right here at Indy100.com Radio and Universal, and UBN Universal Broadcast Network. Again, welcome, David Lockhart.
Thank you. Oh my
All
gosh,
right.
That was the best intro I've ever heard anywhere.
Well, we gotta thank Joe Williamson for arranging the Griffin.
That was amazing.
What made you think of that?
His movie.
Oh,
very mystical.
Very mystical.
Yes.
Okay. Well, cool. Yeah. Did you keep the receipt for that?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
We should keep this beauty. This is an amazing animal.
Yeah, well, cool. Well, okay, maybe you could just walk him out a little bit. Walk him or her out over there. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Well, welcome, Mr. David Lockhart.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Thank
well,
you,
cool.
Tyrone.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, thanks to Joe Williamson here. So, David, you know, we always want to start off, you know, for people that are not familiar or maybe are familiar. We want to get them to know you, hopefully become fans, if not fans already. And then, you know, maybe start to follow you and support you and all that kind of good stuff. So we always like to start off with the question, where are you born and raised, my man?
I was born and raised in the Oakland Hills.
Okay.
California, Northern California.
Oh, so California based.
I'm a California boy,
okay.
Man. And I've been in Los Angeles around 8 years, I guess.
Okay, so now did you know, growing up, you always wanted to be a filmmaker, actor, rock star, or what?
I did. I have my parents recently, like last year, they gave me a piece of paper. They handed it back to me. Something I filled out when I was like in kindergarten.
Really?
And I was like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And it had like 10 things that you're supposed to list out, you know?
Yeah.
And I think everyone else was like fireman, policeman, and listed a bunch of things. And I just said actor.
Really?
That was it.
In kindergarten, you knew what an actor was?
I don't know how, but somehow I did. I was the youngest of four siblings, and so I knew there wasn't a Santa Claus. But I do know there's griffins, but there's no Santa Claus. But well, I think my, and my mom was an actress.
Let's say you never know. There, you know, there's people out there around the world that are tuning in, and you know,
I might have just given.
So, to you, there maybe isn't one.
I take it back. I take back that statement.
Yeah.
For real, I think there. But if you believe it hard enough, anything's possible.
You never know. Yeah, if Joe Williams was able to bring a griffin,
yes,
Santa Claus,
the power of the brain. I really believe that Santa Claus, anything's possible.
It could be around.
Yes.
You know?
Okay.
So, anyway, so you said your mother was an actress, correct?
Yes, she did children's theater. So she was in Peter Pan.
Okay.
She played Peter Pan. She was in Pinocchio and all those. So I grew up watching theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brothers were into filmmaking as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so, yeah, it's just always been, I guess it was around. And I just loved the idea of imagination. Like, I had a big imagination, still do, and just escaping into fantasy land, and movies are the closest thing to making fantasies a reality, not for yourself but just for the audience too, so everyone could share in a fantasy.
Now, do you remember who your inspirations as an actor or filmmaker back when you started?
Star Wars.
Okay, I'm a Star Wars fan, so here we go. Obviously,
Empire Strikes Back was the one that threw me over the edge. I love Star Wars, but once I saw Empire Strikes Back, that was it for me. That was like every day.
Yeah,
I would pretend I was Luke Skywalker.
Okay, awesome. So Mark Hamill. Okay, so
I cried at the last Star Wars. I was a little teary eyed.
Oh, the Last Jedi.
Jedi. Yeah. I was surprised. I was a little broken up at the end. I was like,
yeah, no. I mean, you know, like you said, I loved. I guess me and you have that in common. I grew up with Star Wars. Loved it, you know, played with the figures and all that kind of good stuff, and still collect stuff to this day.
Nice.
But yeah, so it, you know, I think that's inspired a little bit of myself in storytelling, because I always remember documentaries with George Lucas and him saying something like, "Special effects is just a tool in telling a story. Special effect without a story is pretty boring," or something to that nature. And I always stuck that to heart because, you know. When you, as I don't say I'm the greatest writer, but when I do write for films that I produce as well, I always try to stick to that about, like, you know, it's always about the story. So it doesn't matter how much special effects you got or what the great, you know, if your story's not there, it doesn't matter, you know. So I, you know, but in the sense of Star Wars, that was I guess an inspiration as well. So you had your favorite character? You said Luke Skywalker?
Oh yeah, Luke. I would spend hours trying to move bottles of water. I still every once in a while try to do it. Like, maybe if I just try to concentrate hard enough, it'll work this time. And we would play. Like, you know, if we weren't playing with action figures, we'd get our friends together.
Yeah.
And I would, each one had their own favorite. Luckily, all the friends had a different one. One guy loved Chewbacca. One guy loved Han Solo. I loved Luke Skywalker.
That's awesome.
And then forced another guy to be Princess Leia.
Well, there's nothing wrong with Princess Leia. That's actually one of my favorite characters, Carrie Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm a big Carrie Fisher fan.
Love her.
Had the honor of getting to meet her several times.
Oh.
And very, yeah. Damn. And her mother, Debbie Reynolds.
Yes.
I've actually interviewed her brother not too long ago. They did a little special ceremony for her. She's a very means a lot to me. You know, I'm sure a lot of people in the galaxy, but so that's awesome. So Star Wars, what else? Any other filmmakers or,
Raiders of the Lost Ark has to be, you know.
So you're a George Lucas fan, Steven Spielberg fan, or kind of both?
Oh yeah, both. I mean, those were the two. And then, I mean, that Lockhart movie with the poster, that's my homage to Star Wars and Indiana Jones, and basically every Matrix, every movie I like, I stuck into like a low budget action fantasy thriller.
That's awesome.
It's the first of a trilogy, and then I'm shooting some more. I shot some more in Egypt and Israel and Jordan, and I'm going to Scotland.
Wow.
Next month to see the real heart of Robert the Bruce and find the Lee Penny, this healing stone that is a MacGuffin in this.
That's awesome. So let's backtrack. So okay, so when did you get into acting or filmmaking? What came first?
Acting school plays.
Okay.
I was the dog of Hansel and Gretel in first grade, and I was they gave me a dog outfit. that was pretty lame. It was a brown cords and a brown shirt and brown dog ears. And I brought it, and I'm like, oh, Mom, this is my costume for, you know, tomorrow. She's like, oh, no. Oh, no. And she spent all night and knitted this full-on Chewbacca dog outfit. And I was on the stage, and there's people acting as trees, you know, in this Hansel and Gretel thing. And I just, a second, I lifted up my leg, and I pretended like I peed on one of the people trees. And I got the biggest audience laugh. And I was like, oh, wow, I like this feeling. And so that was I was hooked on the acting at that point. And then in the filmmaking came, I broke my leg in the seventh grade during the summer. Uh-huh. And I couldn't do any of the fun things I love to do, like go swimming and play tag. And so my parents got me a camcorder so that I could make movies.
Wow.
And so I've been hooked ever since then, too. So I've never grown up. I just keep on. I've been doing the same thing since I was in kindergarten, seventh grade, basically.
Wow. Now, Joe Williamson, guest co-host, you have any particular questions for David on his early years in his career?
Yeah, David, I was going to ask you, when was your first acting role? Like, and what was it?
Besides Hansel and Gretel.
Professional, I mean.
Professional,
you know,
yeah. Let's see. In eighth grade, I was, they re-released Treasure Island as a book. And they got me to be the boy. I was the illustrated boy.
Oh, nice.
And the book never got released, but they had all the paintings of me.
Wow.
And doing all, like, on the pirate ship and all this.
This is the Treasure Island?
This is Treasure Island. There was going to be the re-release of Treasure Island, and this guy came to our school, and our drama teacher, he's like, I'm looking for a guy to play. I can't remember the kid's name in Treasure Island. And so the drama teacher goes, oh, you should use this guy, Dave Lockhart. And so he took some Polaroids of me. And then a couple months later, I was on a set, and they had pirates were all dressed up. And they actually got my parents to play my mom in the real book, you know. And then my dad was a pirate. So that was fun. And the paintings look amazing. But the book, I guess for some reason, never got re-released.
Wow.
Yeah, so there are all these paintings of me as a kid with pirates and everything are in some man's studio somewhere.
Well, cool. So then, since you were kind of born in California, so you didn't really go too far to go into the industry. You said your parents were in the business, and then when do you think was the point in your career where you were like, you know what? I think this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. Was this one project, one thing you got casted in, or one project you started to film that made you just say, you know what, I definitely think this is something I'm going to do?
Really, ever since kindergarten, really? I mean, I was like, I'm either going to be in the film business or I'm going to be homeless.
Okay.
Like, I couldn't imagine any middle ground. And I've been close to homeless, you know. But yeah, I didn't. I was like, I don't want to do anything else.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd rather if I didn't do this, I would be, you know, I'd be just traveling the world like King.
Well, I mean, does it help because your mom was an actress, so she understands that kind of passion, and instead of, like, you know, some parents may say, well, you know, we're not going to support you if you don't do this, or, you know, don't get this kind of a job. I mean, was she more like, I get it, you know?
Not really. My parents, but they support pretty much anything I do. Like, mm-hmm. I also was into sports too. My dad was really into sports, so I was a balance of being athletic and being artistic, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so I think they just sort of let me. I had enough success early on where they're like, oh, maybe. Maybe there is something to him. And then rising to the point, like, I think you should give this up, and then something else will happen. Like, it's always like, there's always one more project that's like, oh, there's hope. There's hope for the kid yet, you know?
And you're from the famous Lockhart family, Hollywood family.
So there's
June Lockhart.
Yeah, there's June Lockhart. That's not my mom. That's my dad's cousin is June Lockhart,
which is from Lassie.
Mom from Lassie and Lost in Space.
Lost in Space, yeah.
Her dad was Gene Lockhart.
Okay.
From It's a Wonderful Life, and then in many others, and then Anne Lockhart, June Lockhart's daughter, was in the original Battlestar Galactica, and Anne Lockhart's in Lockhart Unleashing the Talisman too. She plays the leader of the Illuminati.
Okay. So Anne Lockhart. Okay. So your relationship to Anne Lockhart would be aunt. No.
Cousin. Second cousin.
Okay. Well, great. Okay, so that's awesome. I mean, because I was going to say the Lockhart name sounded very familiar, and I was going to say, is that, you know, was that your related to June? That was the first name that came up to my head. But that's awesome. So it was kind of all in your blood, in a way.
Right, right.
Awesome. Now, was there anyone in general growing up that, that you got to meet through the years that you were... you admired, and then you got to meet him through the industry early on before you actually did it maybe fully professionally?
Another job I landed pretty early was I was the sports correspondent for Internet Tonight, which was on Tech TV up in San Francisco. So for a couple years, it was just like the dream job where they would fly me out, and I was like, I would interview people.
Correct.
I wrestled Rowdy Roddy Piper. I threw the football with Joe Montana. Did a horror scene with Elvira.
That's funny. I'm covering some event tomorrow.
With Elvira?
Yeah.
I was about to tell her I say hello. I don't know if she'd know my name or anything, but she might. Who knows?
So that's awesome. And then, what do you call it? You said for Entertainment Tonight back then? Or?
It was called Internet Tonight.
Internet Tonight.
Oh. It was a takeoff on Entertainment Tonight and had like a sort of a Daily Show vibe.
Okay.
And
awesome.
So Michaela Pereira was the host. And Ryan Seacrest was the host of another show, and I was the sports correspondent. So I was like the guy out on the field.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so I'll do all these crazy sporting things like kayak, polo, and there's two different shows I worked on. Yeah. One was called Internet Tonight, and one was called X Play, which was about video games. And X Play actually ended up being on G4. Mm. That's how come I came down to LA. Tech TV was bought by G4, and they brought everything down here. So X Play just ended like a year ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to jump into the heart of your stuff and your projects and talk to you about some projects you got coming up and or out. Let's do some quick little plugs really quick. Any social media really quick before we cut to a break?
Rockandrollactor.com.
Rockandrollactor.com. That's RockNroll. ACTOR. Rock and Roll Actor.
Rock and.
Okay, rock and roll actor.
.com. .com.
How about any Instagram, Facebooks, or anything like that for you?
Lockhart, the Lockhart film.
The Lockhart
for Instagram.
Film. Okay.
And then RRZA, that's rock and roll actor, or rock and roll zombie apocalypse, and rock and roll actor.
Okay, so we're gonna come back with actor, filmmaker, and self-proclaimed rock star David Lockhart right back here. But we're gonna cut to a music break. And Joe Williamson, the guest co-host, you want to introduce this song?
Suzy Q by Option One.
Ooh, there you go. Actually, yeah. So So we're gonna be cutting to Suzy Q by Option One. They're actually guests on our show, and we want to help promote this again. So we'll be back here with David Lockhart right after this. Here we go.
All indie. Now listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
In the hips with an attitude, 5'2" with a booty too. She a 10, ain't got a man. If I still tryna be your boyfriend, Miss Suzy Q, I'm all about you. Miss Suzy Q, I'm all about you. Yeah,
I'm Cool J Cool, but you so damn rude. Skip to my little Miss Suzy Q. always on the way before a license or a permit. Gotta thank your mama cause you look so perfect. Lips popping, Rihanna with the noggin. Booty up and down when you outside jogging. Prop with the talk, okay. Model with the walk.
What else?
No, from the east to the west like Biggie and Pac. Watch him lurk, that chick alert. I done see the break hearts and kick him straight to the curb. I done been a witness, a bystander. Like when you look in your heart, maybe I'm the answer. Like go snap, yeah, I got her on snap. You know I got the ad and she hit me right back. In for the kill, in for the steal. What you want, yeah, you know the deal.
Dick in the hips with an attitude. 5'2" with a booty too. She a 10, ain't got a man. Pursuit, tryna be your boyfriend. Miss Susie Q, I'm all about you. Miss Susie Q, I'm all about you.
Okay, let me tell you something about Lil Miss Susie. Certified queen in her line of duty. She a little snooty, but at times a bit goofy. Thick in the hips with a heart-shaped booty. In need of a man, but steady being juicy. Turn fall cause her heart's still woozy. Last man did it for her, she don't wanna love no more. Everything she ever wanted long gone out the door. Now she playing hard to get and don't wanna commit. In search of a man, but we too much of a trip. Yeah, we gotta put them work in, find a way to manage. Hoping that we can handle all the baggage. She don't really need a love, she already living lavish. Rocking name brands, if she want it, she can bag it. Good girl then, now she turned to a savage. Don't be surprised if she
vanished. Five foot two with a booty too. She a 10, ain't got a man. In pursuit, tryna be your boyfriend. Miss Susie Q,
yeah.
I'm all about you.
Yeah.
Miss Susie Q, I'm all about you. Yeah. Damn, I think I love her.
Do I love her?
Damn, I think I love her. Yeah.
Do I need her?
Damn, I think I love her.
Do I wanna? Do I need her? Do I love her? Okay.
Think in the hips with an attitude. With a booty too, she a 10. Ain't got a man. If I'm still tryna be your boyfriend, Miss Susie Q, I'm all about you. Miss Susie Q, I'm all about you. Yeah.
All right, that was Susie Q by the group Option One. Let me know what you think about that song. They were actually guests of our show not too long ago. Again, it's Option One, and it's spelled O-P-T, numeric one, O-N, and then the numeric one again. That's Option One. Again, that was Susie Q. Let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. Again, that's Option One by Susie Q. Thank you, Joe Williamson, for introducing that song. We are back here with actor, filmmaker, and self-proclaimed rock star, Mr. David Lockhart. Welcome back.
Thank you. That was a great song.
Yeah, great. So cool. Now, let's talk about, speaking of songs / rock star.
So right.
When you say self-proclaimed rock star, what do you mean by that?
You know, I just added that today.
Okay.
I think everyone's a rock star. I think everyone should just admit they're rock stars. I jump around on stage and I do all that kind of stuff too, and sing and rock and roll bands.
Awesome.
I've toured Japan and I just performed in India last month.
Are you in a band or is it called David Lockhart? And like, is it solo?
It's Johnny Lightning, the Johnny Lightning Band.
Wow. Okay. What kind of music?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Awesome. Yeah.
And a couple of the movies I'm doing is rock and roll.
Oh, awesome. You know? Okay. So let's jump to talking about your movies. So we talked about, a couple of movies that we talked about. Now, are these out already? This is Rock and Roll Zombie Apocalypse. There's Lockhart, and then The Dead and the Damned. Are these projects that are already out?
The Dead and the Damned and Lockhart Unleashing the Talisman are out on Amazon,
okay,
Prime, and many other super media platforms. Rock and Roll Zombie Apocalypse is we're shooting that right now.
Awesome.
It's a great cast. We have Eric Roberts. Mel Novak's going to make an appearance. We scheduled him for a shoot last week, but scheduling wise, it didn't turn out. So we're going to do it next couple weeks, hopefully. And then we have Mindy Robinson.
Okay. Yeah.
We have Ron Jeremy. We have Jeff Dowd. Gene Simmons is going to make
So I was going to say, so it was eclectic in a good way. And it's funny because I've either interviewed or met a couple of these people. So, but it's cool that you have Gene Simmons. But it's like, now I was thinking, it was like, oh, wait, it's rock and roll zombie apocalypse. So that's why I was like, what was it, Gene Simmons and then Mel Novak? It's a combination. It's kind
of it's the Expendables of
zombies?
No. Zombie rock and roll.
That's awesome.
I guess you could say that.
Does Gene Simmons get to be a zombie at least? Is he going to be dressed up as a zombie? Or
he is. I don't want to give it away, but no problem. That's pretty cool.
Okay,
what
cool.
We have planned for him.
Well, that's awesome. So okay, so can you talk about a little bit what that movie's about? Or
it is about a rock and roll band. They're a really good band called the Stereo Blasters, and they just never get their big break. And finally, their last performance, no one shows up, and they're about to break up. And Richard Portnow plays an A&R guy, and he comes up and says, "Hey, you guys are great. This is your lucky day. You have I have one slot left for this tour that ends at the Fillmore, opening up for Kiss."
Wow.
And so they're, oh my God. And so their dreams finally come true. They start the tour, but bad timing, as you would have it, the zombie apocalypse breaks out. But they're so determined that this is their only shot at stardom that they want that Johnny Lightning, the main guy, which I play the main guy, talks them into just pushing through on the tour as they go to the Fillmore. And they,
oh, that's awesome.
It's a fun, just fun rock and roll zombies. There's some other cool twists and turns with music.
And you guys are currently filming right now, or is it just about to start filming?
We shot the first half an hour, and then we're getting securing more funding, and then we're going into it.
Awesome.
The next month.
Okay, well, cool. Now let's talk about what Lockhart and the Dead and the Dam are about. Let's talk about Lockhart first.
Lockhart, Unleashing the Talisman. It is a first of a trilogy. So we shot the first film. And it's about how I found out a story of how my last name came to be. Mm-hmm. And it blew my mind. I was like, this is amazing. It goes, the Robert the Bruce, the King of Scotland, when he was dying during the Crusades, this is a true story. Summoned his two main knights, Sir Douglas and Sir Simon of Lee, into his chamber. Says, when I die, I want you to cut out my heart, put it in a locket, and then bury it in the Holy Land. And so he dies. They cut out his heart, and they put it in that locket and that on that poster there. And Sir Douglas wears the locket, and Sir Simon of Lee wears the only key around his neck that can open it. And that's how Sir Simon of Lee got the last name Lockhart, opener of locked heart. Mm. And so they go on this expedition. They get attacked by the Moors. They went with 30 knights. You can find out all the knights' names. They sail from Scotland to Spain. They go on this expedition. They suddenly get attacked by the Moors. They kill Sir Douglas. They take the heart. And Sir Simon survives, Simon Lockhart, and goes on an expedition, rescues the heart in the Moor city, but also grabs this healing stone and goes back to Scotland. And then the Lockharts pass along this healing stone from generation to generation. And so that's all true. So I came up with a story where my character finds this healing stone. Another true story I found out was that my grandfather, I didn't know this, was a professional golfer in the 30s. And in the 20s, before that, he was a teenage bootlegger. Wow. And he was driving away from the cops down a country road. And he turned off his headlights and hit a tree and hit his head on the windshield. And then a decade later, when he was a professional golfer, he helped build one of the first golf courses in California. And he and my dad lived on the golf course. And then he passed out one day, healthy, strapping man, passed out and died.
Wow.
And they think it was from the brain when he hit his head on the windshield. So I came up with a story where I get a note from my dead grandfather that says, "You must open up the heart. The world depends on you. Dig up under hole number 9. So I go and I dig up hole number 9, and underneath it is a crate of whiskey. I was like, oh, that guy was crazy, hit his head, went loony, whatever. But in the wine, I find the locket and the healing stone. And on it, then it takes me a while to figure out that I'm wearing a key that could open it. And on this healing stone is an algorithm that can provide the world with free and limited energy. And then my grandfather wasn't really a bootlegger. He was a part of the Illuminati, and that was just his cover. because he was hiding this from the high cabal that wants to use this to enslave humanity. Yeah. So it is Illuminati, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Matrix, Star Wars. So I have this healing stone. I'm trying to figure out what to do with it. Whoa. So that's the first movie, and Vanessa Angel's in that, and Anne Lockhart, and Joel Hebner, and Lena Bussey, and many other great actors. And so in the second one, I'm trying to figure out what to do, what the Lockharts are supposed to do with this crystal. Yeah. So that's why I'm going to Egypt and Jordan, and that's why I'm going to Scotland next month to see, you know, the where the Robert the Bruce's heart is buried, and, you know, where the real Lee Penny is supposed to be. But in my movie, that's just a fake, and the real one was buried under the golf course. Yeah, yes, all this crazy
that's
stuff.
That's awesome. So this one you could check out. This is already on.
Yeah. The first one was on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
And
okay,
we started shooting the second one. You know, it's taking a while because I'm traveling all over the place, getting all the bits and pieces together. But, you know, this to me is like a lifelong. Like, I could keep on making these because there's so many crazy stories, so much great truth, and all this fun stuff that has come into my brain.
Yeah.
While I was learning about my family history, like, I got introduced to the Thrive movement and spirit science and, and, you know, Atlantis and, you know, Egyptian gods. So, like, my brain's just been going crazy trying to figure out how to get all this out. Like, I might make it into like novels too, because
that's awesome.
It's really like, it should be like $100 million budget instead of the stuff I'm working with.
Well, it's almost like the Lord of the Rings or the Star Wars franchise.
Yeah. I mean, all these characters have their own story, that can have their own backstory, that could have their own movie, really, in my opinion.
How long did it take you to, then did you write this one yourself?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to write this particular, the first one?
The first one came out really quick, like a few weeks, actually. I mean, I had the idea. I mean, that's just sitting right in, but I had the idea for like a year, and I was trying to put it together because I had two movies in my brain at first. One was about the Thrive movement, and one was about the Lockhart history. And I was like, oh, I could put these two ideas together, and it makes the most, I thought, fantastic movie I would want to see, you know. And so, but when I typed it, it just took a couple weeks. This was fun for me because I'm like reliving a movie while I'm typing it, and I typed it up in the. I have a cabin up on the Northern California in the woods, and so during the day I would type, and at night actually I'd watch a Harry Potter. I'd never seen the Harry Potters. I was going to this cabin by myself. My friend's like, I saw the Harry Potter. I was about to make fun of him. I was like, you have a Harry Potter collection? He's like, it's really good, man. You should grab this. I was like, yeah, all right. And I grabbed it, and I watched the first one. I was like, yeah, it is pretty good. And the second one, I had like Harry Potter sort of going through my brain as I was doing all this other writing it. So, yeah, it took a couple weeks, and then, you know, much longer to film and then edit and all that stuff that comes with it, as you know.
Yeah.
Mixing and color correction. And
I definitely. So you got that. That's Lockhart, Unleashing the Talisman. That's out on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about now. You got a couple of, wow, we got only like 9 minutes left, 8 minutes left there. The Dead in the Dam, what's that about? And is that out?
That's out. That's on Amazon Prime. That's, I play a cowboy bounty hunter on the hunt for Rick Mora, who plays a murderous Indian, but he's not really, he was framed. Mm-hmm. And then spoiler alert. Oops. So then, while that is going on, a meteor lands and some gold miners dig it up and they break it open and it infects the town and everyone turns into zombies. And Camille Montgomery's in that too. Really talented. Actually, we're flying to Florida next month, all three of us, for a convention, four-day convention. So that one came out, you know, 8 years ago, but still it's a good cult following.
That's awesome. So you have a love for zombies. I could see the pattern.
I love hate. I when we were asking me about my movie inspirations earlier, I saw The Dead. I saw Dawn of the Dead. Yeah, Dawn of the Dead, the one in the mall as a kid, freaked the bejesus out of me, and I've been scared of zombies. And so I think I'm trying to fight my.
Oh, Rick. I interviewed Rick.
Rick Mora?
Yeah.
Also, I just talked to him on the phone on the way over here.
I was like, why does that name feel so familiar?
He was in Twilight.
Yeah. I've interviewed him at the, I want to say, WonderCon.
Yeah. Sounds like his kind of
place. That's awesome. So cool. So you have a love hate for zombies, but you like making them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they're scary to me. Yeah. I put I guess. Okay, so, so I have to kill him.
So let's talk about, also, you got a movie, which is cool. This is kind of a stretch, I'm assuming, from zombies. You got a movie called here, Senior Entourage.
Yes, yes, Senior Entourage.
Is this out?
It's not out yet. Okay. It's done. It's in the can, and we're having screenings. Well, actually, there's a screening this Saturday at the Palos Verdes Library at 2 p.m. It's for people who want to be investors in the series.
Oh, this, okay, for a series.
So, yeah, we're gonna, it's gonna, it's a movie right now, but then we're gonna break it down into a series.
Awesome.
It's sort of like it's Entourage meets Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. So everyone sort of plays themselves, and it's the making. It's like the making of a movie. It's like Birdman, but about a movie.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, and you got a great cast. You got Ed Asner.
Yeah,
Helen Reddy,
yep.
Marion Ross, and Mark Rydell. That's awesome. So, and this is something that you wrote as well, or no?
I did not. It's a lot of improv. It's Brian. Okay. Brian Connors is really his baby. It's, okay. He directed it, and I was in a play with Ed Asner and Mark Rydell, and directed by Brian Connors, and he told me about this idea. And he said, you know, Warner Brothers was interested and all these people, and he had an LOI from Dick Van Dyke, and that was another one of my inspirations. I was like, Dick Van Dyke? Mary Poppins?
I had a pleasure guest starring on a show of his Diagnosis Murder years ago.
Oh, right? Diagnosis Murder!
Bloodlines.
Yeah. So I really have a good, I got to work with him, and his grandsons were on the episode with me. And they were just starting to act then. It was kind of interesting. That kind of history. So it's kind of cool.
I mean, he's my hero. Yeah.
Is he?
So that's what got me. And then also with Doris Roberts was supposed to be in it. She passed away.
Mm.
And then John Hurd, another guy, passed away. So he's like, we need to make this thing now.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, I could pull together a little money to get this started.
Yeah.
So we started. And then I was... was in China. Lockhart's has a good following in China. And so some Chinese investors came on board. Wow. For the Senior Entourage. And so Ling Tang, she's a executive producer on this.
Okay,
and
Ling was on the show.
Yeah, Tyrone knows her.
Yeah, she was on the show. Actually, she just
know everyone.
She just actually hit me up the other day.
She'll be there this Saturday at the Palos Verdes thing.
That's awesome. That's funny. A very small world. So cool. So this is people can find out more information on this. What you got a website?
Facebook,
and then you also you're help producing this one.
I produce an act in this one.
Awesome. Yeah.
You want to hear something scary? They have Ed Asner dressed up like a nun in it.
Really?
That's more scary than a zombie, in my opinion.
Wow, that's awesome. So wow, we got like 3 minutes left here. So okay, so what else we got? So any last questions, Mr. Guest Co-host, Mr. Joe Williamson, for David Lockhart?
What's your favorite genre out of comedy, out of action, westerns? You seem to do so much. Fantasy, what would you say your favorite is?
Wow. You know, I don't want to be iffy, but I just love them all. Like, depends on how I wake up. You know, I try to be really serious, and then people laugh at me sometimes, and then sometimes I try to be funny, and then I'm serious. I love it all. I just love human experience and connecting with people and collaborating with people and creating. Like today on this radio show, thank you, Tyrone and Joe. I love this kind of stuff. I could do this all night. I don't know if people want to listen to me all night, but I can do it.
Oh, man, I can't believe time went by really quickly. Well, ultimately, you know, obviously, so how can they check out everything? So just go to your website.
Rockandrollactor.com.
So that's rockandrollactor.com. Actor.com. That's rockandrollactor.com. Right? rockandrollactor.com. Check out all the stuff that's got, like, all the latest stuff that you're doing, that kind of cool stuff on for David Lockhart. Again, and your social media one more time. Any Facebook is the same thing, Rock and Roll Actor.
Rock and Roll Actor. Or they could go to Lockhart, the Lockhart film, and David Lockhart.
David Lockhart.
Great. Yeah, probably the easiest way
Instagram?
To remember me.
Are you on Instagram as well?
Davey Lockhart on Instagram.
Davey, not David. Davey on
someone
So Davey Lockhart on Instagram.
Yeah.
David Lockhart on Facebook. And then Rock and Roll Actor as well on the website www.rockandrollactor.com. Well, ultimately, this show is about inspiring others. We got like 2 minutes left here. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that wants to do what you do or just follow their dreams in general?
You have the power within you. We all have. If you can imagine it, it could happen. If God gave you the power to dream it, he gave you the means to make it happen. So I know it's tough and seems like a lot of times it can't happen, but if just keep on following your dreams, it might not go the way you exactly thought it would be, but just live it day to day and live moment to moment and enjoy every moment. And the moments is what makes up life, every moment. There's a bunch of collective moments, and that's what makes up your life. So enjoy everything as it's happening.
Awesome. Well, David Lockhart, we want to say thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And yeah, we would love to, like you said, hope success for all your projects. Mr. Joe Williamson, well, thank you for coming back.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. It's always an honor and a pleasure to see you, Tyrone.
Always great to see you again. And David, hopefully maybe when you're done with the other stuff, or maybe we have, you know, things just went so by so quick. So we can talk about a little bit. We can talk more. Hopefully you come back again. We'll talk to promote some more other stuff. Again, so check him out. That's David Lockhart. Again, rockandrollactor.com. Check out all his projects. Again, he's got the Lockhart Unleashing the Talisman over on Amazon Prime. He's got The Dead and the Damned on Amazon Prime. Anyway, I'm sorry, is Lockhart out on Amazon Prime?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then Rock and Roll Zombie Apocalypse, which is coming soon.
Yes.
And then Senior Entourage as well, coming soon. So again, thank you. God bless you. And we always want to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are impossible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.